We went over to where Monaco was squatting with a bottle of soda. Monaco looked up, then he stood and threw both arms around me and hugged me. It really touched me. I thought I was going to cry. "I'm sorry you're back," he said, "but I'm real glad to see you, man. Real glad." I started to say something about being glad to see him too, but I felt something wrong in the air. I looked from Monaco to Pee-wee. "So what's up?" "Simpson went back to the world." Pee-wee looked up at the sky. I followed his gaze. The skies were a dirty gray. There was a thick cloud cover, heavy and threatening above us. A large bird started into the air as if it had been thrown, then stopped, spread its wings, and glided in a great arc to the west. "He okay when he left?"
"Yeah," Pee-wee said, "but I ain't too sure about the new sergeant. He's a first sergeant and he old."
"How old?"
"Guy's at least 30-something, Monaco said. "He could even be 40. "He took Monaco off point and put me on," Pee-wee said. "I didn't think nothing about it at first until he put me on all the damn time. Then he told Brunner he didn't want him pulling the rear. He put Johnson on the rear with the damn pig."
"Johnson's carrying the 60 in the rear?"
"Yeah."
"What did Johnson say?"
"Johnson asked him to his damn face," Pee-wee said. "He asked him how come he put a brother on point and another brother in the damn rear with the 60.
I looked at Monaco. He looked back at me.
"What did he say?"
"Dongan, that's his name," Pee-wee said. "He said he do what he think he should do, and it ain't for Johnson to tell him what to do."
"What did Johnson say?"
"Johnson said he gonna mess around and get himself shot in the back of the head."
This ends disc 5.